This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 5 days left until the first in the nation New Hampshire primary. Republican presidential candidates are now crisscrossing the state, hoping to win over the voters who say they're still undecided.
WBUR's Fred Tice went to two campaign events today, a Mitt Romney town hall meeting in Salem, New Hampshire, and a Rick Santorum event in Northfield. Hey, Fred, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Anthony, glad to do it.
So give us a sense of the mood today. First of all, at the Mitt Romney event, he got a big endorsement yesterday from John McCain in Manchester. You and I were both there. I think we both agreed there didn't seem to be a huge amount of excitement around him. What was it like today?
Well, yeah, you're right, Anthony. Yesterday at the event we were at in Manchester, there was not a lot of excitement. However, I went to an event in Peterborough last night where there was tremendous excitement. A lot of it generated by the fact that people really liked John McCain, but also because it seemed like Mitt Romney had found his groove. Maybe he was just a little high on not getting enough sleep, and he just, you know, let himself go and connect with the crowd a little bit more. This morning was more of that state affair that you and I saw in Manchester. A well-scripted event. Romney gave his pro forma answers to an array of questions. John McCain, I guess it's a double-edged sword of having him on stage because he does like to hold the microphone and to hold the limelight. And so he stole a little bit of the limelight away from Mitt Romney.
Well, Mitt Romney, we've seen him avoiding going after his Republican challengers, keeping the focus on President Obama. Is that what he continued to do today?
He did indeed. Yeah, he still tried to present this as a choice of two futures for the country. He did a much better job of this in the event I saw in Peterborough last night, where he really connected with the audience. I'm not quite sure that they were quite as enthusiastic this morning, but then again, as the campaign pointed out, these are people who drop in before they had to go to work. So not exactly a great place for generating a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, speaking of enthusiasm, Fred, a new Suffolk University poll shows Romney still on top in New Hampshire. He's got the support of 41% likely voters. That's down a couple of points from the same poll earlier this week. What's the sense that you get after talking to voters? Does Romney have New Hampshire locked up?
I think it's fair to say that he's so far ahead that it's hard to see how anybody can pass him. And certainly his campaign feels very confident that they are going to win this. We're all looking, of course, at who is going to come up behind Mitt Romney, and that's a whole different matter. But it's fair to say that Romney's got this place pretty locked down.
Well, speaking of who's trying to come up behind him, let's move on to Pennsylvania. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum finished in a virtual tie with Romney in Iowa. Today's polls shows that he's gaining support in New Hampshire, but he's still only at 8% among likely voters. What did he have to say today?
So, Anthony, the two events were so different. This morning, the Romney event was highly scripted. The 200 people, not negligible, and the Santorum event was, much more freeform. A lot of people, probably about as many people, showed up in this beautiful railroad station up in Northfield. And he handles the meeting very differently. He makes off-the-cuff remarks. One of the things that he started off with was telling the audience that they shouldn't just settle when they pick a Republican candidate.
When you're looking to find that right person, don't settle for something less than America needs. America needs something bold, someone strong, someone who has convictions and is willing to stand up under the grinding that's going to occur.
So that's Rick Santorum talking today in Northfield. Fred Tice, give us a sense of how people responded to him. He's emerged from Iowa as the big story. Is there excitement around him?
Very much so. He went from this from his initial remarks into a very long, more than an hour long question and answer period, where sometimes he actually asks rhetorical questions of the audience to engage them in the subjects that they themselves raised. I mean, they asked him a whole slew of questions. I got the sense from people here, from talking to them afterwards, that they already know where he is on the social issues, and that is not what they asked him about. They wanted to know to see if he could stand up to President Obama on foreign policy, on Social Security, on economic issues. And that is what they drilled him with. And he gave very long answers, a lot of back and forth with the audience, with the person asking the question. Very, you know, not at all scripted. Very, very different from a Mitt Romney event.
Now, Fred, one of the big things, of course, if Santorum is going to make a serious run this week, is it's going to be all about money. His campaign claims he's raked in more than $1 million since Tuesday. Any evidence that he's spending a lot of that money in New Hampshire?
Oh, we're not seeing it yet. Now, he has been, you know, he has had ads on the air in New Hampshire since even before the Iowa caucuses. No, it's still very ragtag, at least from the perspective of the press. You know, there's not the Romney people are just so beautifully organized. They have the best advanced people. Everything works like a charm. Here we had to sort of, you know, stick our microphones under Rick Santorum's chin just to get what he was saying, because the sound system didn't work, and it was just a very, very free form event.
Different kind of energy there. WBUR's Fred Tice reporting from New Hampshire from the Rick Santorum campaign. Thanks a lot, Fred. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it, Anthony.